This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with our show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. What a tremendous tournament in La Crosse, Wisconsin for the Bassmaster Elite presented by Go RVing. Ish Monroe gets his first win since 2012 at Okeechobee, and he was the fourth leader in 4 days, but he led the important day, the last one. And he did it largely with the frog, which is what he wants to do, and also provides great TV action. Ish overcame day three leader Jacob Poroznik by just over half a pound, while Randall Tharp, Gerald Sporer, and Jacob Wheeler were all in hot pursuit. In fact, the entire Sunday 12 were only separated by about 7 pounds. Ish is in the leadoff role today. Now, a guy who looked to be headed to championship Sunday and who had a prominent spot on my fantasy team was Dave Lefebvre. But Dave got caught up by the Loch Monsters on Saturday, and, well, we'll let him tell the story later on in the show. Of course, those guys are out at Lake Oahe for the Berkeley Bassmaster Elite presented by Abu Garcia, and this one is a smallmouth fest. Now, we'll have the winner and a complete report on that next week, but remember, this is a wraparound deal with the championship dozen going on Monday, so remember, 6 hours of Bassmaster Live on Monday. And once again, we'll continue our series on the new class of Bass Fishing Hall of Famers. Today, we visit with the First Lady of Bass, Helen Seaver. Helen was Ray Scott's second hire, and eventually, she bought the company. She later sold it to ESPN, but she's largely credited with leading the membership explosion of the 80s and 90s to over 600,000. Helen will join us today. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's a Old Man River edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. For the first time ever, the elites head to South Dakota. It'll be the Berkeley Bassmaster Elite at Lake Oahe, presented by Abu Garcia, coming to Pierre, South Dakota, June 29th through July 2nd. Takeoffs will take place at 6:15 a.m., and weigh-ins will begin at 3 o'clock. All events take place at Steamboat Park and are free. Come on out for the family-friendly expo with interactive sponsor displays on Saturday and Sunday, opening at noon. Additional details are at Bassmaster.com.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/Bass.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Bassmaster Live on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And look, it's always tough when we got back-to-back tournaments, but we are keeping our streak alive. The champ comes on with us every single week, and I really appreciate these guys. This is the kind of guys they are, to be honest with you. And joining us now, Ish Monroe, to talk about his fifth win on the Bassmaster Elite Series. Of course, getting it done at the Mississippi River, presented by Go RVing. Ish, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Greg, glad to be here.
All right, I got to tell you the story. On Sunday, I'm checking the Bass Tracks out. I've been working on my property. I come in. It's late. You guys are almost coming in. They're wrapping up the show. And I keep checking the Bass Tracks, and I'm figuring out, well, how long do I wait before I text Jacob Poroznik, to set him up for the interview? And then all of a sudden, I get the text later on after the weigh-in, Ish Monroe wins. So who's sandbagging? Was that you, or was that your marshal that had you like 4 pounds light on Bass Track compared to what you actually had in the boat?
Well, my co-angler, I told him weights. I didn't think I had 16 pounds. I felt like I had 14. This one's 212. This one's 3 pounds. This one's 212. And I don't know what he typed in or if he even typed it in, because I was catching fish so fast, I don't know if he even had time to punch him in.
Yeah. Well, he had you at about 12 pounds, you know what I mean? He had about 12 or 13
right. pounds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, 12 and a half pounds, but it was like I'd catch a good one, and I'd go, that one's 212. And then I'd stand back up, and I'd catch another fish, and so he's trying to do the camera at the same time.
Right. You were incredibly consistent in this deal. I mean, 15-6, 16-11, 17-4 to move into position on day three, and then 16-2. I mean, that's I don't know if I've seen four weights that are so close to each other the way you were. Talk about how consistent you were on that frog.
That was the area that I had is the first day I went to my starting spot, or actually got stuck on a station bar trying to get to my starting spot, and caught the 15 pounds. But I had another spot that I had found in practice that I wanted to fish, but I didn't get to go there on day one. So I said, I'll start there day two and just see how it goes, because I got these other fish, that I caught from day one. Well, I get in there, and I'm just catching good one after good one. And I'm culling ounces. And one thing that Dean Rojas always told me, catch them all, and we'll sort it out at the end. Never leave anything for day two or day three or day four, just because conditions could change. And with the rising water, fortunately for me, my conditions were more fish were coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's interesting, too. Talk about that, because the fish, it kind of surprised me, at least, and I think it'll surprise some others, how quickly the fish will move with the rising water. And they did. I mean, they just were getting further and further into fresh areas as that water came up.
Yeah, what it is so water that was clean became dirty. Water that was dirty became clean. Those were kind of things that were happening. And so those fish were actually putting themselves in position to be in the best, most comfortable water conditions for them.
Now, were you basically a one-rod tied here during this deal or what? I mean, did you catch them all on that frog?
I caught every fish I weighed in was on the frog. I did catch a couple fish on a buzz frog, and I did catch a couple fish flipping a missile-based D-bomb, but none of those fish helped me.
Wow. Talk about the difference in that River to Sea frog of yours, the Ish Monroe Fat Matt Daddy Frog. I love that name. It's like a great name.
Yeah.
Talk about that thing. Talk about that frog.
The River to Sea Fat Matt Daddy Frog is River to Sea gave me the opportunity to, design a frog for them. and I wanted something that was a little bit bigger, because I wanted to have bigger hooks in it. And bigger hooks to me was, you know, very, very important, just because I like to fish for big fish. And so that having those bigger hooks in it, having the profile that I wanted was a little bit bigger, and then having a flat bottom made it a better mat frog. Mm-hmm. And you could still walk the frog with it, but I just wanted something to be able to fish for in mats to catch bigger fish.
Now, it seems to come with Ish Monroe with us coming off his win in La Crosse, Wisconsin on the Mississippi River. It seems to come with some pretty long tentacles or legs on there, or whatever you want to call it, the dressing on that thing. How much do you trim it at all, and how much do you trim it?
I trim them about half. That's just me personally. But some guys like really long legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's better to have more than less.
Right. Now, what is the deal with the little harness? Talk about that a little bit, and the rattle basically in there, and can you run that with or without it?
Well, we have rattles on the back, but it's also we have what's called a frog kit by River to Sea to be able to have a plopper, because everybody's heard of the whopper plopper,
right?
The tail on the back of it.
Wow, so this thing is pretty versatile, a pretty versatile lure. All right, who came up with the Fat Matt Daddy Frog name? I mean, is that your name? Did you come up with that?
Well, it's kind of a combination of everybody in the office. I mean, the one thing about River to Sea is we work as a team. And, you know, even though it's my frog, if somebody else has got a better name for it, we're going to roll with that. If they've got an idea that I like, we're going to implement that. I mean, the part about River to Sea is when they make baits, everybody has some say into it and listens to everybody, and so we kind of just all put it together to have the best baits on the market.
Of course, everybody loved the Whopper Plopper, and that thing came out. It was such a big deal. Have you seen or experienced at all that the fish are gotten conditioned a little bit to that? We've seen that with other lures. You don't seem to see it with the frog, but have you seen a bit of a conditioning at all to the Whopper Plopper, or is it still as effective as it was day one?
I was just watching Major League Fishing the other day and watching Skeet Reese catch him on a plopper.
Yeah.
Watching Bassmasters at Sabine River, Brent Chapman's catching him on a plopper. So, and John Cruz on a plopper.
Yeah.
I don't know if the fish have gotten conditioned to him yet, because everybody's still catching them on it.
Yeah. Well, it's got that buzzbait feel to it, and certainly they still work all the time, and it just seems to be the reaction lures like that. It seems to be less apt to be, you know, to get conditioned that way. Talk about you wanting to fish the way you fish, because we all saw the highlights watching Bassmaster Live. They kept showing the highlights of your 2012 victory at Okeechobee, and you talked about how, you know, you fish the way you want to fish. And I don't know if that sometimes hurts you a little bit or always helps you a little bit because you're in your comfort zone, but just talk about that and your style.
Well, I mean, you've seen it over the years, and I'm still a student. I consider myself a student of the game, and watching Denny Brower. When Denny Brower got on a flipping bite, or there was a flipping bite on that tournament, most likely he was in contention to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I love to frog and I love to flip, and that's fishing the way I want to fish. So if that bite comes available at an event, I'm fishing to win.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to like to fish the way that I want to fish, because conditions get right, I feel like I know that style better than anybody else.
And you know, the thing is, you go to, you know, the Mississippi River, and you're fishing up there in pools, you know, 8, 9, 7, whatever pools you're fishing in. It's funny because you can almost say that that's kind of like the Okeechobee of the North. You know, I mean, it was all of that grass, duckweed everywhere. People didn't think of that, or don't think of that, or don't know that area, don't realize that that thing fishes an awful lot like, you know, a southern swamp, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely like, yeah, you consider it the Mississippi Delta from the south,
yeah,
you know, to the north kind of deal. Yeah, it'd be like fishing in Florida or the California Delta. It's definitely a shallow water fisherman's dream.
Yeah. Now, Wahi, of course, you're in the middle of that, as people are hearing this right now, completely different type of fishery. You're 60th in the points after this victory, so you got some ground to make up still a little bit. But how do you feel about the rest of this season and the damage that you can do, you know, with the rest of this northern swing, if you will?
Well, I had 3 bad finishes this year so far, and the only way to eliminate bad finishes is with top 12 cuts. And so I had 4 events to make three top 12s, and I've done it before, so I've figured I'm just going to hunker down, and the first event I go into with the events left to go, I made my first top 12, won the event, got some extra points there, hopefully to go to this event with the same, you know, thought process of just making the top 12.
It's good stuff, man. Ish Monroe coming off his victory, 16 pounds, 2 ounces on Championship Sunday. 65-7 gives him the win over Jay Powell, and it was only by about a half a pound. Very, very exciting tournament. Ish, congratulations on that deal. We wish you good luck the rest of the way. You're always fun to watch on live.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, man, thank you. Ish Monroe. Good stuff there. Good way to open the show. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Bassmaster Live on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and 2 nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion, Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from elite pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And what a thrill. We've been talking to all of the new Bass Fishing Hall of Famers over the past several months. And we talked to Gary Klein and Kevin Van Dam and Tommy Sanders last week. But how about Helen Seaver? Helen Seaver is a name that anybody that's been associated with BASS knows very, very well. But at the time, back in the mid-80s, when she actually bought BASS from Ray Scott, not a lot of people knew that had gone down. And as she said, such a tremendous career in the outdoors, and she joins us now. Helen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Tom. I'm happy to be here.
First, congratulations on the honor. I know you've had a lot of honors over the years, but coming up in September when you go into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame with this class of not only anglers, but Tommy Sanders and of course, Burke Bedell and James Henshaw. I mean, this is a pretty impressive class that you're going in with.
Oh, absolutely. I would share one funny little note. I'm probably the only one that's really close to Dr. Henshaw, but when I first became involved with Ray, or when he even first introduced him, him. Morris Dees brought him in. He was carrying a copy of Dr. Henshaw's book, The Book of the Black Bass, I'll Get It Out. And so from my first day of an introduction to BASS, I've known Dr. Henshaw.
And
I'm, as I said, not Moses, but Dr. Henshaw. So, no, it's an exciting time, and I'm honored. Obviously, it's a good class, and I feel very honored to be among that group.
You know, my wife gets very excited when Southern Living Magazine is in the mailbox. It's like a little Christmas morning each month when that shows up. And I'm that way when my new Fresh Bassmaster magazine is. I love the .com. I understand we read magazines and everything online now, but just something about getting that magazine in my hand and thumbing through it for the first time. And I have them all on the shelf here in the studio. I keep every one of them and so on. And you had a hand in both Southern Living and in Bassmaster magazine. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it really is. It's in terms of looking back, you know, you think about how things happen. And as I said, I cut my teeth in cookbooks, and that's what we did. We produced a cookbook club, the Southern Living, and so I was very close to those people. And people used to ask me, do you cook a lot? And, you know, what they were really saying, are you a gourmet cook? And I laughed and would say, well, you know, I eat a lot, so therefore I do. The same type thing with fishing is it related from Southern Living of making that transition from cookbooks to fishing. The question was, do you fish? Well, yeah, I did fish, and not an expert. And I often said my theory was better than my practical application, but I loved it. And Southern Living is certainly what gave me the experience and the knowledge, and that was how to build a club, how to fulfill a club, how to treat people as it related to customers. And I'm very thankful for that opportunity. Only about 4.5 years, but enough to give me some knowledge that made me dangerous.
Helen Siever, our guest, the second hire, full-time hire by Ray Scott after Bob Cobb came Helen Siever and became the marketing director and was involved in increasing membership, membership doubling right after Helen Siever was hired and ultimately over 500,000 by 1990. Now, when you first start out with Ray Scott, give us that experience a little bit. And did you ever think that at some point in time, yeah, down the road, I think I'll buy this BASS from Ray Scott?
Well, not at all, Tom. That was not my focus. As I said, I was working with an organization that had just mushroomed in about 4.5 years and doing everything from, you know, cookbooks, and then we were acquired by the Los Angeles Times. That was an outfit that Morris Dees, who many know is at Southern Poverty Law Center today. And it was wonderful in the sense of the word, giving me a lot of experience. And then when I was introduced, and in fact, believe it or not, even prior to Ray being introduced to me by Morris, a guy by the name of Joe Fazio had been a principal in a fishhook company that you would know today as Treacher and Fishhook. And he would keep walking into my office and saying, you need to get in touch with this guy. He's got 2,500 members. Well, when I met Ray, he ended up, I think he had probably about 9,000 members. And was there a plan? No, other than the fact that Morris is, you know, here, show. He was really trying to push Ray off and get rid of him, honestly. But at the same time, he looked at him and said, here, show him how to do a break-even. So believe it or not, that Dr. Henshaw book, The Book of the Black Bass, we had acquired about 300,000 or 400,000 members using it, the one called The Housekeeping of Old Virginia, which was a cookbook. So basically, we took that same type approach, and the members just started flying it in terms of direct mail because that was my background. And interestingly enough, when we get to 10,000 members or 20,000 members, we're going to New York. We never stopped. We never took the time to do that, to celebrate, simply because it was a lot of action going on and making certain we add members to the roads. But, you know, that's the thing, Tom. The blessing I had was, Bass was an evolution. You look at it in terms of what Ray had as a vision of what, you know, bass fishing tournaments and that sort of thing. And we grew from there is when Bob Cobb came in and putting out a quality magazine and then organizing fishermen. And some of the ads that we had at the very beginning with this patch, Make You a Better Fast Fisherman, reveal the whole thing that our goal was to make you a better bass fisherman. And that's what people wanted to know. Then we had another one that says, not every fisherman wears this patch, can you? And that came back to the pride of belonging to an organization that meant something. And we just took those things that were really and truly serving fishermen rather than looking at it and saying, what are we doing here? Is it for ourselves? Is it related to a business? But listening to what they wanted and what their needs were, and as you well know, it went from a magazine to you know, a TV show to lifetime memberships to a federation that the guy in Washington told me one time said, you don't understand it, Bass. It's the 800-pound gorilla in the room in terms of trying to get conservation issues done and improvements made to a point, you know, when Ray got to a point that he thought, you know, I think I'd like to perhaps share in this with someone. I actually went out and looked and shopped the company, but we had a consultant that was, I used, it was big in the direct mail industry, New Don Logan, who is obviously, you all know, currently one of the owners of Bass and Southern Living. And he looked at me and he says, why don't you buy it? Well, I'd never even thought about it. And then I thought, well, why don't I? And he says, this is what you need to do. You need to get a team together and then go out and see what you can do to put it together. And that's how it happened. As I said, it was not a plan. But as I said, I look back on so many things. It was my meeting Ray Scott a plan? No. Was my becoming involved with Ray and Bob? No. But as I said, so many things that you look back on and you say, well, is it Providence? Probably so.
Well, I know as a 21-year-old, back when I became a lifetime member, when that patch showed up, that meant so much to me. And then I was also a member of the Rochester Bassmasters in upstate New York. I was the PR director for one of the larger clubs involved in the Federation. And we had, our logo was very similar to the, you know, to the Bassmaster logo with a little bit different colors and so on. But that logo has been so iconic over the years. And I often told Jerry McInnes one of the smartest things he ever did was put the dots back in, the periods back in BASS on the logo. ESPN had taken it off, and we kind of lost that Bass Anglers Sportsman Society and what that meant. And I'm looking at one right now. I got a lifetime member patch sitting here on the on my desk in the studio. It's just, I just noticed it when you were talking about the patch. Talk about how important that was to have that symbol on those trucks and on those jackets and so on.
Hey, you know, it obviously meant the world. And, you know, that, as I said, was pride of the organization, people meaning it. You wanted people to share it and spread the word. You're a lifetime member. One of the things that works so well for us is when we ask somebody to, you know, would you go out and get us another member? A lot of people don't understand that was a huge source of memberships simply because people wanted to share. And we put out as many patches and decals as we could. In fact, you know, at the beginning, we gave one, then we gave two. I think they're back to one now. But the whole point was the fact we want to see them on boats. We want to see them on cars in terms of what the organization is, where people, you know, it's called branding and in the marketing world. But and people took pride in that patch. You know, as I said, many people never understood. Yeah, I grew up in a little small town of Enterprise, Mississippi. Did I fish? Yeah, I went great. But my dad loved bass fishing, and he would. And when I'd catch a bass, he'd bring it home and put it in the bathtub. Obviously, that's not a good thing to do. But at the same time, because I was so prideful of that fish that I had caught it all. And, right. And when he died, you know, he was a lifetime member as well, and I buried him with that patch and some of his favorite lures. So do people take it seriously? Yeah, it was a matter of heart, not just a matter of mind. People bought into that organization. The great joys for me were to go to the Classic and some of the tournaments. And each year as people came back to tell me about their children and what they were doing and their grandchildren and casting kids and what it meant to them. And so it gave you a feeling of I don't know how else to say, but pride that, yeah, in terms of the simple fact that, one, we were doing good things for fishermen, but as much as anything else, that it was just not a matter of marketing and business, but it was a matter of heart. And that entire organization, certainly when I was there, and I took great joy in just seeing how they worked. It was not everybody's getting a paycheck, but the main thing is they were working with heart.
Yeah.
And you just don't see that so many times. So, you know, it was a great ride and one that certainly brought me great joy. But as much as anything else, the association with people, and as you said, the Federation, that Bass Patch, you know, you look back and you think, my gracious alive, the power and when you organize a force of that nature. It's like someone told me one time, you know, which is true to this day or day, politics is local. And that's what we certainly tried to do through the Federation that you were part of and in terms of local organizations. And it's amazing in terms of the fact that the states could have as far as impacting their local fisheries and their rules and regulations, working with the state fisheries departments. And, you know, as I said, it's it was a joy for me. And when, as I said, I still take great pride in standing back and looking and saying, gosh, most people don't see an industry going and come from and around and rise up to what it is today.
The power of the patch. I just wanted to see my name in the magazine. Really, is that was the thing. we used to put the name of that every month. They'd have the name of the new lifetime members in the magazine, and I wanted to see that. Helen, go ahead.
Believe me, I understand it. The worst part about it is we couldn't keep up with it.
That's right. I appreciate you. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much. I'm excited, and it's quite an honor. As I said, it was not a matter you're looking for honor as much as it is you're certainly looking in terms of back on things and saying, gosh, it was great.
Thank you for joining us. Helen Seaver has been our guest.
Thank you, Tom. Congratulations on your show.
All right. Coming up next, Dave Lefebvre will join us, and we'll talk to him about his experience on the Mississippi River and getting caught up in the Loch Monsters. And we'll do that next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. For the first time ever, the elites head to South Dakota. It'll be the Berkeley Bassmaster Elite at Lake Oahe, presented by Abu Garcia, coming to Pierre, South Dakota, June 29th through July 2nd. Takeoffs will take place at 6:15 a.m. and weigh-ins will begin at 3 o'clock. All events take place at Steamboat Park and are free. Come on out for the family-friendly expo with interactive sponsor displays on Saturday and Sunday, opening at noon. Additional details are at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And as I told you in the open, this was probably my best fantasy fishing performance of the year. It's not that I put a ton of time into it, but I love playing fantasy fishing on Bassmaster. I'm trying to beat Ronnie Moore. And I had Jacob Wheeler and Dave Lefebvre on my team. So I was looking real good early on. I mean, I was doing great. I watched these two guys together, you know, trying to get through the locks on day two. And I was a little bit nervous, but everything worked out well. And then it all got sideways for Dave on Saturday. And we're going to talk about that, plus talk about a new bait that is coming out as well. that he was doing some damage with, and he joins us now. Dave, welcome in. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Trying to hang in there. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold here, but I'm doing good.
Now, this sickness doesn't have anything to do with how that sick feeling you had in your stomach on Saturday when they told you to get in the lock at 11 o'clock in the morning, did it?
No, this is just icing on the cake, just a little added pounding on top, you know. I left La Crosse and sped here to try to get to a Verizon store because it rained on us in La Crosse, and my phone got wet. So I was without a cell phone for 3 days, and I just booked it over here to try to get to the Verizon store before they closed. To make a long story short, the girl that worked on my phone was sick, and I was there for 2 hours, and the next morning I woke up coughing and gagging. So it's been a rough couple of days for me.
Yeah, I hear you. It was a rough couple of days, certainly. Well, it started out great at the tournament. Share for the listeners how you guys plan for this. When you know you're going to be locking through, how much communication you have with lockmasters going in and through practice so that you have that kind of regular communication as so you know when you can get in and out?
You know, I deal with locks a lot growing up. I've been around them, you know, fishing the Allegheny and around Pittsburgh and the Monongahela and the Ohio River and stuff. So I've dealt with it a lot. I've dealt with a lot of lockmasters that just flat out hate bass fishermen and bass tournaments. So I was kind of used to what could happen. And I know it's a gamble anytime, but the communication seemed, you know, it seemed okay. As far as Bass, our tournament director, Trip Weldon, was letting us know when they were going to close the doors in the morning. And I found out the first morning that they weren't really sticking to their guns on that. They said 6:45 and it closed at 6:22 and locked me out on the first morning. So I knew it was going to be a little bit of a struggle, as far as consistency and honesty and getting through going up or coming back down. So, it turned out to be, a pretty big obstacle for me in that tournament.
We're watching on day two on Bassmaster Live. It was fascinating. It was great drama, to be honest with you. You and Wheeler both had good fish, and Jacob's a good friend of the show and has been on several times as well. And so you guys are sitting together and you're kind of waiting to get through, and you were so calm at that time. I mean, I would have been freaking out, but you guys were very calm. You felt comfortable that you were going to get in. And I had that on in studio all afternoon. And then I saw you say that the lockmaster tried to get you DQ'd. What did me miss? I didn't see anything that would indicate, behavior on your part that would, force a phone call from a lockmaster. Do you have any idea?
Me neither. I mean, having Tom, a cameraman, in my boat that day, I think saved me. I didn't do anything that I know of. I'm just one of those guys that's real. I'm just nervous about roles and stuff like that. I've called Trip Weldon multiple times during tournaments just to clarify situations, and I don't do anything to bend a rule or nothing. So she might have been confusing me with somebody else because there were several people calling. I'm not real sure, but basically what I was doing was at one point when I first pulled up, I wanted to see if the green light. They have like a traffic signal for anybody who has never locked before. They have a traffic signal out there with a green and a red light. So when it's green, you can idle in. When it's red, you don't want to make the lockmaster mad. You want to stay back until they turn it green, even if the door's open. So they had a tug parked in front of the light, and I just idled. I didn't go anywhere near inside the lock, but I just idled sideways, and I think I was talking about it on live. I just want to see that light to see if it's green or not, because sometimes they put you in the lock with the tugs, right, between barges and stuff like that. So anyway, I was just looking, trying to get a view, a visual of that light, and as soon as I saw it was red, I just started, going the other way and wanted to tell Wheeler, and Gerald Swindle was there as well. I wanted to just tell those guys the light was red, and we just kind of hung out there together and waited.
I really thought that Swindle was going to go jump the levee. You know what I mean? Because that's how he is. I figured he would do the redneck lock through, which would be try to jump over that levee and get going. But it was certainly fascinating to watch. So then on day three, you've got four fish. And what even prompted the call? I mean, take us through that point in time, because I would have thought that you just keep fishing until whatever 1:32 o'clock and then head for the lock. What was it that prompted you to make a phone call, or how did you find out that you needed to be in the lock by 11 o'clock for some reason?
Well, on that day, okay, so I lost my phone the day before. So I don't even have a phone. I had to call Trip, make sure I could use my Marshall's phone. But anyway, I caught four. Man, I hate reliving this, man. In 17 years, this is the worst feeling I've ever had. I mean, I've had some really bad things happen in tournaments before, don't get me wrong, but you know, just leaving these spots unfished. I had not fished my juice yet. I was saving it for day three and day four, and I honestly felt like I could catch 18 pounds in my sleep those last 2 days. I knew that 16 and a half was a given, and I just caught my fourth one, and I was still fishing the edges of the sweet spot, and I decided to go run to my best spot. I had four. I just caught my fourth one, and I had to run out of this slough out onto the main river and then jump back into another slough. It was probably a mile or less than a mile. Mm-hmm. And when I came out on the river, I saw a barge. I looked back. Actually, I saw it going back. I wish I'd have never seen it, to be honest. But I flew out of that thing, turned left or turned right, looked back to my left straight behind me, and I saw a barge, and I stopped. And I looked at it, you know, and it was going toward the lock. So I figured, man, it was a big one too. I think it had 12 barges. So I didn't have my phone, which has they have great apps that I had been just used to checking all day long.
Right.
To track those barges, and not having my phone kind of screwed me up too. You know, I don't have access to that. So I just sat down in the middle of the river and called, excuse me. And they told me, if I wanted to get the weigh-in at 3 o'clock, I needed to come be there within 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah. At that point, you know, there's just a million things going through my mind. Like, do I stay and fit? I mean, I knew nobody else had locked, and I didn't know how many people had called or, you know, I mean, right now I'm thinking, man, if I get through all eight, I think there was 8 or 10 of us, I might be the only one that gets back half of the guys up here are guys that are contending for winning.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I'm thinking, man, if I get back, I just beat all those guys because they're not going to make it. I'm thinking, like you said, about the levee, like, you know, what if I just fish till 2? Like, I thought I had until 2 o'clock. So what if I just fish through till 2 and actually run that levee? Because it was only a 6-inch drop, they told us, in the morning.
Right.
What was my penalty going to be, you know? Thought about calling Trip and asking him that question, you know? Just a million things running through my mind, but it just, you know, I even called him back after we hung up, and the lockmaster I'm talking about, and he just said, yeah, you need to get back. So that's what I did. And, one thing I haven't really talked about, I did mention it on my Facebook page, but it's just weird how things work out. I ran back to the lock and I called him again and I said, I'm here. I just want to let you know. I was there within 7 minutes. He said, okay, I'm opening the door in 5 minutes. So I ran up the bank on the main river. And remember, the Mississippi was rising. They had like 14 inches of rain or something.
Right, right, right.
So, I mean, it was just nasty, logs floating, real muddy, super high. And I just idled up to, just looking for a little eddy on the main river on the riprap there above the lock. And I pulled over, I made a cast, I put my power poles down in like 6 foot of water. And when my power poles hit the bottom, they must have spooked some bait or whatever. And I saw a big boil on the bank, like 10 feet off the back of my boat. And I hurried up, reeled in, flipped my jig right there. And I set the hook on a 4.5-pound smallmouth.
Mm.
And I have four fish that weigh 13, you know, just under, I guess, 12, 9 or whatever. And it was just like a miracle bite.
Yeah.
And it jumped sky high and came off. And as soon as it came off, the horn blew, and I looked back, and the light was green. And I never even got to throw in there again, you know, like, it was just one thing after the other. It was like I was laying on my front deck and somebody was kicking me in the gut repeatedly for 3 days.
It's just crazy stuff.
Like,
Dave Lefebvre with us. Now, $250,000 on winnings with the elites, but Dave Lefebvre, if you don't know, won $2 million in FLW before coming over to the Elite Series a couple of years ago. So this is a guy that's been around the horn a little bit. All right, let's talk about something that's a little more pleasant before we let you go. The Terminator Shutterbait. All right, the Shutterbait. I was typing in Shutterbait. I wasn't sure how to spell it. I'm putting T's in there. I'm trying to find this thing. I'm going to buy one of these deals. It very interesting looking bait. It will be introduced at ICAST. You'll be there. The fans can go to ICAST in Orlando and make sure to stop by and see Dave Lefebvre. But tell us about this Terminator Shutterbait and what makes it different than kind of a standard chatterbait.
Well, it's completely different. It doesn't replace the chatterbait. It's something you need to just add to your arsenal, basically. But it's a, you know, I got some prototypes, I guess, a year and a half ago, and they've been making changes, you know, here and there, and just fixing it and doing different things. And it's been a neat process. Working with Rapala and all those guys is just so much fun. And they, I could go on and on, but we got this bait, and the first time I caught him on it was at Ross Barnett, and I had a shot to win that one, and I just lost a few key bites, but finished fifth or sixth in that one. And that's the first time I realized, you know, this bait is really, really special. I mean, I was fishing in a crowd, and the water was coming up and getting muddier every day. And the muddier it got, I mean, it just dawned on me, hey, I got those shutter baits in here. I need to try one. And I tried it during the tournament, didn't even plan on using one, and almost won the dang thing. So that's when it all started for me. You know, I'm thinking, man, in these super muddy, you know, I'm talking about mud where you don't think you can catch a fish, like
right.
Red, nasty mud. And the difference between it and a typical vibrating jig is it's got just that wider wobble, you know, like, I don't know, it just feels more like a balsa, big fat crankbait versus a little square bill type of feel. It really bends the rod and displaces a bunch of water, and it's bulky. It's just a bigger, way bigger profile. You'll see that immediately when you see it in the package. It's just a bigger bait. But yeah, for me so far, I mean, it's obviously relatively new still for me. It definitely shines when the water's nasty.
Yeah.
You know, the super shallow fish, and it's just something different. I love it. As soon as it came out, I knew it was going to be something different. It's so versatile. There's so many things you can do with it that I'm still experimenting with. But it was neat the second time I find mud, you know, the second tournament after Ross Barnett that I see mud, it worked again. So I'm pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it at ICAST. Dave, good luck the rest of the weekend at Oahe. Thanks for sharing the story of the Loch Monster. I mean, you know, it's good for all anglers to hear and learn about. And we wish you the best of luck the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. There you go, Dave Lefebvre. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up right after this. It's Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Okay, this is it. Your final chance, the last weekend to get registered at Bassmaster.com to enter for a chance to win with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner getting round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with a Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. The total prize package is $30,000. Enter today, and only today, at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Now, we'll have news on the big Toyota giveaway as well coming up soon. While you're at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their team, win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shop gift card, which is another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com. Now, let's take a look at what's coming up in the next month or so on the schedule. The Carhartt Bassmaster College Series National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shops is at Ten Killer on July 19th through the 21st. The Hook Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Chesapeake Bay presented by Mossy Oak will be July 26th through 29th. Then in August, it's the Bass Pro Shops Eastern Number 3 at Lake Champlain, August 2nd through 4th. I'll be fishing in that myself. The Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Series Championship presented by Dick's Sporting Goods is at Kentucky Lake in Paris, Tennessee, August 2nd through 4th. The Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Classic Bracket presented by Bass Pro Shops is on Milford Lake in Junction City, Kansas, August 14th through the 16th. And the Bassmaster Elite at the St. Lawrence River presented by Black Velvet is August 23rd through 26th. Always a huge crowd and always a meat fest there. I'm going to give you a tip, Kevin Van Dam. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's only just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or guests you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment there. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.